thinking through each and every step of the customer journey when it comes to interaction with our products is key to our product development process.
This is the Safari. The Safari is a tour around the consumer, brand, and retailing industry. And we have the great privilege here at my company, Traub, to really be exposed to many of the great minds of the industry who are forming and shaping the future of many different parts of the consumer, brand, and retail world. And I felt it was quite interesting for us to be able to not only learn from all of those people as we do every day, but memorialize it into a podcast, which could then be shared with many of our friends and clients and you, obviously, the listener.
Hi, this is Kate Durge, and you are listening to the Safari Podcast. In today's conversation, I'm speaking with co-CEOs Christine Chang and Sarah Lee of Glow Recipe. We talk about how these two have navigated the evolving beauty category and strategies they have implemented to maintain position as a category leader with a very large cult following. They're empowering their ever-growing community and supporting other female entrepreneurs. I'm so excited. This is a glowing conversation, and we hope you enjoy. All right. Well, here we are. Welcome, Christine Chang and Sarah Lee. I am honored and thrilled to have you joining us on the Safari.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. Oh my gosh. We're so excited.
Well, if everyone could see the glow that I am looking at right now, it makes me feel like I want to go grab my watermelon, my glow recipe mister and apply it immediately because you both look beautiful. And clearly with the product and the brand that you have created, it is no surprise.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you're glowing as well.
Well, you're very nice to say that, but I will be after this when I grab my mister. So so today I'm thrilled to have you join us on the Safari. I've been following your story, but for our listeners who don't know Glow Recipe, it's really an opportunity to hear about the two of you and what you have created in this truly cult brand. And I'm excited to get into it and I usually like to start at the beginning. So really talking about where you both are from and sort of the journey that you've been on. So between the two of you, I'm going to let you decide who starts first.
Yeah, we've done this many times. So it's a conversation and we both like to support each other. But I'll go first and obviously Christine chime in anytime. So Christine and I met over now 18 years ago when we started our careers back in L'Oreal, Korea. That's, you know, essentially where we're from. And we've lived in different parts of the world ever since. But we have been very close friends ever since. And the seeds that grew into Glow Recipe today that you see in all the shelves of Sephora go back even further. Because skincare is so deeply ingrained in the Korean culture. And, you know, this is where thousands of years of traditions are coupled with the most advanced skincare technologies in the world. And we both grew up skincare obsessed, absolutely obsessed with memories of our grandmothers passing down centuries old skincare rituals to our mothers and then to us. I still remember, and we talk about this amongst ourselves, going to public bathhouses every weekend with our grandmother and mother and splashing spoiled milk on our body. And with, you know, at that time, we didn't know what that was all for. But we learned later on that it was, you know, milk has lactic acid and it helps to brighten the skin. You know, we used to use cucumber slices for DIY masking. And again, we didn't know why we were putting lunch on our faces, but we learned that cucumber is really amazing for brightening the skin as well. So all of these memories and the learnings from, you know, our upbringing and our heritage really kind of shaped even more of the passion that we have for beauty, especially skincare today. And we also mutually shared a passion of beauty, but also Korean barbecue throughout the years and maintain our friendship And coincidentally and completely unplanned, we both ended up living in New York City around the same time, and also continuing our careers within the same company, L'Oreal, in the New York office. So in total, we both worked for about 10 plus years each, having done, you know, product development, marketing, brand building across both, you know, Korea and US offices within the same company. And what we were always looking at were, you know, what are the next big thing in beauty? Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, as product formulators are supposed to be doing, really anticipate what the next big thing is going to be. And we both realized that, you know, while we were enjoying our skincare so much, a lot of our peers and friends were not enjoying skincare as much. They actually saw skincare as a chore. And we wanted to sort of change the narrative and help people enjoy their journey, discover the beauty of skincare. And at the same time, we were also looking at brands that had very clinical before and afters and, you know, efficacious ingredients. But these products didn't necessarily have the fun factor or the mm-hmm. sensoriality. And sometimes they were a little bit too intimidating. And so we actually wanted to combine the two worlds and make something that could coexist truly. And that became our mission. And that's why we decided to quit our jobs, combine our savings. We each actually had $25,000 that we pulled from our savings accounts and had $50,000 to start our business. And that's where it all started. And that's, you know, the birth of Glorespie Skincare that you see, again, in all of the shelves around the world in Sephora and, you know, your nearest store.
That's amazing. Well, and so let's back it up a little bit, because I love that you both were over in Korea. You both were working for the same company. You did not know each other when you were in Korea. It wasn't until you came to New York. Is that correct?
We met in Korea.
Okay, you met there. Gotcha.
That's why our friendship goes back to 18 years.
That's incredible. And so give me the official year, because there, what I have read is that you started online as a curation of brands that you brought to America, and then you decided to go out and launch Glorespie, correct? So what year was that again?
So we started Glorespie in 2014. And to your point, we initially started with a model that brought different brands to the US, and we were able to provide really great education when it came to ingredients and routines and how to incorporate these different new exciting innovations into your daily self-care routine. And I think over the years, that really helped us build an incredibly strong community. We've always been a socially native and digitally native brand, because social media was that platform that really helped to level the playing field for us. We used it to have that very direct touch point engagement with our customers, asking them what they wanted, giving them previews of what was to come. And I think all of that discourse and dialogue over the years really helped us have a built-in audience by the time we launched Glorespie Skincare in 2017. So we launched with Sephora in all doors and what they call the next big thing cubby in the wall. And
little did they know what they were getting into, right? The next big thing.
Yes. And it was just two products on that wall, with the Watermelon Glow Sleeping Mask and our Blueberry Bounce Gentle Cleanser. And the reception was just unbelievable. We sold out multiple times. We had, I think, a wait list of 8,000-9,000 people right off the bat. And I think it's really because of, over the years, how we were able to create this community that was so passionate about the same things that we were.
It's incredible. And just for our listeners, if you do not follow Glorespie, go and follow them on social media. I think it's fascinating, and I lie in bed and watch the tutorials myself. But with 1.3 million followers, you really have built this cult following. But to your point, so you have this existing customer base, and you're really delivering what they want because you're speaking to them. It is this interactive engagement through social media. But what were some of the biggest challenges you faced?
Yeah, some of the biggest challenges, we've had a lot of challenges and ups and downs, as many entrepreneurs mm-hmm. can relate. But I think the biggest challenge was that we were both corporate people prior to starting our company. So in a way, we were in a bubble. We didn't realize that. We thought that, you know, we could do this. We could, you know, take that leap of faith, join forces between the two of us. And we thought, you know, we had the right experience to run the business. And partially that was true. Mm-hmm. But the other side, you know, where legal, accounting, operations, inventory management, all of those aspects that are equally important to brand building and marketing were there waiting for us with a ton of challenges. So right. I would say it was definitely a huge learning curve for the both of us. In the early days, it was just Christine and I and a couple of interns, and that was it. You know, we weren't spending any money on HR or, you know, even marketing because we were right. leveraging our social media platform, and that was really it. And all of the dollars were spent on inventory and product creation. That was really the main focus when you're bootstrapped and scrappy. Yeah. We had to make some choices, and we learned, you know, how to operate a business in a hard way. I still remember when we were first featured in Shark Tank. I'm not sure if you're aware of this.
Yes. Okay. Give me that story. I am obsessed with Shark Tank. So tell me about your experience.
Yeah, that was probably one of the most memorable experiences to date. We pitched to the sharks and, you know, we thought it was a long shot, but we were able to actually make all of those rounds. And we flew out to Culver City and pitched to five sharks. And it was, I mean, you know, that Shark Tank has such an incredible viewership. And at that time, I believe it was about 10 million. So it was the best, you know, exposure moment, but also it challenged us to learn the ins and outs of a business from A to Z yeah. because we were preparing to go on TV, national TV. And you know, we ultimately got three offers on the spot, which was incredible. We shook hands with one.
Sorry to interrupt, Sarah. So what were those offers? What did that even look like? And how did you make the decision in terms of what made the most sense for you all?
Well, at that time, so it really is, the timing is relevant here because we were on air in December of 2015. So it's essentially a year from when we first started the business. And this is when we actually had that curation business model. This was even before we had our own skincare namesake mm-hmm. brand. So our mission was to really get the name out there and ultimately share like our mission and passion for skincare and this holistic approach that we were very much focused on educating the audience about. But you know, our end goal to close a year was $1 million revenue. Mm-hmm. So we pitched the sharks that we were on track to reach that, and they were excited. And I think, Christine, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they offered
425K. I think 25% of the business.
It was 25%. It was a big percentage.
So were you blown away? Just,
I mean, first of all, we were honored that yeah. three sharks made an offer on the spot. You know, these were people we admired and respected, and we were huge fans of the show for a very long time. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, 25% was, you know, I mean, that's one quarter of the business. Right. And so we were debating, and this is still, you know, you can find us on YouTube and, you know, online anywhere if you Google Shark Tank La Recipe. But we were on the show speaking in Korean to each other, debating what to do, whether we should take the deal or not.
Right.
It was such a funny moment. And you don't really, I mean, the whole show is not really edited. Like, I mean, of course it's edited down, but what you say
is
just
real.
Comes out on the show.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to make that decision quickly between the two of us, and we didn't want anyone to understand what we were saying. So we spoke in Korean, and we ultimately decided to take one offer, which we were very excited about. And we walked out like screaming. It was just the best feeling.
What a moment.
But then ultimately we decided not to take the deal because mm-hmm. we were looking for, you know, an incredible supervisor and a mentor. And I just think that we had, we were hoping for that to happen. And I think that that wasn't necessarily the case at mm-hmm. that point of time. So, but in the end, we were sole owners until 2 years ago, and we were able to really grow the business in the way that we were envisioning. And, we experimented so many different strategies and tactics, and here we are with, to your point, 1.3 million followers on Instagram and almost 1 million on TikTok.
It's incredible. But I was going to go back to Shark Tank, because the validation that you received just from that moment must have given you so much confidence to know you're on the right path, you're doing the right thing, but you just needed the right partner and had that belief in yourself, which is incredible. And I think you've touched upon it, but in terms of, getting that validation from the sharks, clearly they recognize that Glow Recipe is different from other brands and different from, this crowded market, right? In beauty and self-care. But what would you say really sets you all apart, and what differentiates Glow Recipe from the rest of the market?
So Sarah said this earlier, where we lie in between this landscape of many brands, where there are the very, very serious clinical brands on mm-hmm. one side, and then the brands that maybe are a little bit more whimsical and fun on the other. And our goal is to bridge that gap. We believe our customers and community deserve it all without compromise. We jokingly refer to Legally Blonde when we say this. You can have a pink feather boa outfit, but also ace it at Harvard Law. Your products can deliver some very hard-hitting results while still being housed in beautiful packaging that you love seeing on your shelf and sensorial textures that you love applying to your skin. You can absolutely have it all. And I think that is one of the key things that we always try to think about from our product development process onward, all the way to how we interact with our community. So whether it's the product texture that we spent ages to perfect to make sure that the experience is on point, or a social post that we hope drives joy and delight just by the stunning visual imagery that we're giving to our customers, this immersive experience. Mm. It's really part of our DNA as a brand. I think the other part of that is, by combining the two, we're making products that are very clinically effective and efficacious, accessible and approachable to everyone. And we want everyone to be welcome when it comes to the Glow Gang or the Glow Recipe community. Yeah. And I think you can kind of see that dynamic on our social media too, where we're very, mindful about what we're posting, the language we're posting. And that dovetails back to a lot of the values that have driven our company from day one. So we haven't retouched any of our visual imagery in a very long time, especially for models and model skin. We show skin as is. And under skincare campaigns, our models are not wearing any skincare makeup. It's really their skin. And we want to make sure we're showcasing diverse skin textures, tones, concerns in all of our imagery. That also extends to language too for us. So we call this kind of our approach to real skin acceptance, if you will, where we believe language is important. And terms like poreless and flawless, we have to be thoughtful about it, because you can't be poreless. A, you need your pores, and everyone has flaws. So why are we using this type of vernacular when we know that it doesn't really reflect what our customers and communities' needs are? So we committed a couple of years ago to no longer using those terms, and we expanded that list recently to also include terms like perfection and anti-aging. And we're going to continue to do work on this to make sure that when people come to Glow Recipe, it's really that space where everyone can feel seen and heard. In addition to all of the other things that we're doing as a brand, whether it comes to sustainability or product development, to make sure that our customers really feel comfortable when they're in the Glow Recipe verse, in every aspect of what we're bringing to them.
That's amazing. And again, having been on your social media, I recognize what an accessible product you're giving to such a range of ages and But truly, I think you're making from your packaging, everything you've talked about and the smells and the touch and everything you have in the product. You know, I've recognized some of those tutorials you have. It's not for perfect skin. It's for rosacea and for all of these things that young and older women are experiencing it. But you're teaching people that it's okay to talk about it. And that you're addressing this. And I think that's such a powerful position to have and a message you're putting out there.
Yeah, and I think that is why our community really aligns, you know, their value, their core values with our mission and passion for why we created this business. I mean, ultimately, if you enjoy skincare because it is so approachable and sensorial and beautiful to look at, and you can trust that it is clinically efficacious, you're going to keep using it.
Yes.
It's sort of like working out, right? Mm-hmm. Like you keep going back to it because you're seeing little by little, you know, if you're diligent and you put your time and effort, you're going to see the results and the improvement over time. And at the same time, you're having fun while doing it, right? So that is our sort of goal for everyone to truly enjoy and immerse themselves and have this self-care, you know, me time moment behind closed doors and in front of your medicine cabinet. And truly, even for 2 minutes of your day, this is your escape. This is, you know, when you can just be yourself and really feel good about yourself while knowing that you're going to look great as well down the road. And I think that's why, I mean, you see this on our Zoom screen here. The Do You campaign is our most recent campaign that we're very excited to have been able to even execute. And I mean, the way Christine explained, you know, our mission to quote unquote real skin acceptance was executed through this Do You campaign in August of this year. And essentially what it is it's Love is Blind meets The Voice, if you will, for beauty.
I love it.
We casted 10 models that were in this campaign without ever seeing them. It was blind casting. I mean, we call it anonymous casting.
Yeah.
And it was a whole process. And we could talk about this. It's just one of the most rewarding, the most emotional, beautiful campaign experience our whole team experienced. And I think it was truly our commitment to our community to say, you're beautiful as you are. And no matter what skin stage you're in, or no matter what background you're from, you know, whether it's your ethnicity, your, you know, skin tone or type, or even just, you know, whichever minority group you're from, doesn't matter. We're welcoming you and we're accepting you for who you are without ever seeing how you look. And so the whole application was about, you know, them telling us about their beauty experience and how they're defining beauty in their own words. And even reading those applications, we were in tears.
I mean,
the whole team.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I think there were, 2,500 plus applications in a matter of a few days, because this was the one time that they felt the community, that they would have a chance, the opportunity to be a star of a campaign from a beauty brand that they are fans of. And so that was the most recent campaign. It was just all about celebrating your most confident, glowing self, as the text here says.
For our listeners, because they can't see it, it says Glow Recipe, Do You Celebrate Your Most Confident Glowing Self, which is so beautiful.
And this was just recently executed. And the way we did it, because we were so touched, and again, because there were so many tears that were shedding after reading the application letters, and again, without even seeing any of the faces, we felt that we needed to really give everyone a moment to shine, like in the best way possible. So actually, Christine and I, with a team, you know, reallocated our budget to make sure that we're actually investing in this campaign the most that we could. I think this was the most highly invested campaign to date. And so as a result, we had their faces on the Times Square billboard in New York City, New York subways, double-decker buses in Miami and Chicago, London and Toronto billboards. I mean, it was we took over some of the major cities to really, again, have their faces loud and glowing with this beautiful pink background that you're seeing everywhere. It was truly a moment of celebration for the brand and also our entire community.
Incredible. I mean, truly, congratulations to you all, but what an empowering campaign for these consumers to feel like they're part of the brand. And I think that's truly what has been so much of your success. But let's speak to the product, because your product is amazing. And as you talk about self-care and tying back to your roots and your childhoods and watching your grandmothers and your mothers, and I want to get to the spoiled milk, because just even the thought of that, I'm not so sure if I would be splashing that on my own body. But clearly watermelon is one of your key ingredients and in your top selling products. And I want to hear a little bit more, because I loved in a prior interview you've done, you talk about avocado and how an avocado mask is like a face hug. I thought that was the sweetest description.
I love that you remembered that.
Well, I love that. Now I'm going to smear avocado all over my face. Not really, but tell me about your products and your development and why you've chosen to lead with fruits and vegetables, because I think our listeners would love to hear a little bit more about that.
Of course. So every product that we create is a combination of clinically effective actives meets fruits antioxidants. And growing up, fruit was such a big part of not only our diet, but also our beauty routines, that it was very natural for us to come together and bring those two elements together. The other thing is, we started with watermelon in our first product, because watermelon is just that fun fruit that everyone relates to. It's reminiscent of probably backyard barbecues when it comes to your gatherings. And in Korea, it's the same. Like, your family, at the end of the day, you have a big watermelon and you're just sharing it. And it's that sense of familiarity that we also wanted to tap into, because part of making skincare feel really accessible and approachable to everyone was to bring an ingredient that felt also very familiar and relevant, but speak to the amazing benefits that ingredient has. Watermelon is a powerful antioxidant. It has high water content, so it's an amazing hydrator. It's rich in nutrients and minerals for the skin. And the process, which is actually captured in a few behind-the-scenes videos that we'd love to share with you later, we distill these watermelon extracts in different ways, whether it's freeze-drying, whether it's dehydration, to really distill the concentration of the fruit. Mm. And you can see in the video that the labs we work with actually hand cut these watermelons, pick out the seeds with chopsticks by hand once again. And then this watermelon is then incorporated into this beautiful vat of formula, along with all the other ingredients that were in that original mask, including the AHAs that help to smooth skin and hyaluronic acid, which helps to deeply hydrate. And so this beautiful blend comes together to make this sensorial texture that is, as Sarah said earlier, enjoyable to slather on and use, and becomes the best part of your routine. But you're seeing the concrete benefits of those ingredients over time. We also thought it was really important to make sure that the goop or the texture was sensorial, because part of, you know, the conversation that was happening around beauty on social media, it was very much makeup focused. When we first started our business, makeup was that transformational, fun part of your routine. And skincare wasn't getting as much light. And I think these textures and those experiential factors of the product is what helped bring out, you know, skincare into the open, making skincare this shareable social act that you were doing with your friends, something that you would want to post about because you were just so excited to do it. And that experience is something we think about at every single touch point, from, okay, the jar that's in your hand, like, how does it feel? The weight, how does it look on your vanity, in your flat lays, on your countertop? How does it feel when you're scooping the goop out? How does the goop look on the skin? In addition to, of course, the core, which is the efficacy of the product. And because of that, I think the social conversation around Glow Recipe has been so robust, because not only do we encourage it because we think that act of sharing is so beautiful, but also it just gives our customers once again that moment of joy in their day-to-day routines. Also, for product development, it's comprehensive for us. So whether it's ingredient sourcing to make sure that we're bringing these fruits and extracts from responsible sources, all the way to the preservation methods, thinking about how to conserve energy in the process by using cooling methods versus heating methods, and talking with our labs very carefully about each and every step is so important to us. And that extends to the packaging as well. So a lot of the glass that we try to use in every product whenever possible is made of post-consumer recycled glass. Anywhere between 20 to 80% is post-consumer recycled glass, and 100% of the jar is recyclable. We also work with organizations like TerraCycle here in the US to make sure that the products continue to have a second life after. So I think thinking through each and every step of the customer journey when it comes to interaction with our products is key to our product development process.
That's amazing. Well, I'm just thinking about, I was talking to a friend of mine's young daughter who's 8 years old, and she is already talking about her skincare routine. And which is, I mean, when I was an eight, I wasn't even thinking anything about skincare. So it's incredible as you talk about this, how really that conversation has changed. And with this next generation, as they grow up and how they're starting to focus at an earlier age, is a huge opportunity for you. But you're not only, you know, looking good, feeling good, but you're doing good with this, as you talked about, the sustainability. And you're giving back. I do want to talk about your empowering women in the workplace and the direction and sort of the philosophy you have around that, because you have a lot going on with the brand. But I think this is one of your, in addition to this campaign you've launched, this is really incredible what you are doing, empowering young women. So who wants to talk about that?
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I mean, I think, you know, as female founders ourselves, it has always been a passion of ours to help other younger women, young professionals, where we can help. You know, it's not about only, you know, donating money. It's about actually sharing our learnings and our, you know, I mean, there's so many ups and downs that all entrepreneurs experience. And we wanted to proactively share our learnings with some of the newer entrepreneurs in this space. So some of the things that we're doing include a mentoring initiative. We've always been very passionate about mentoring, you know, fellow founders. And we actually just kicked off a mentoring initiative a couple years ago, where we select for each semester, we select three small businesses and spend, you know, us two included, but also our senior leadership team to help each founder and some of the key members of their teams to help with their business. It's very practical, but also, you know, long-term, like vision-focused advice. And we spend a full semester on that. And we're actually at our third semester. So it's been a journey, and it's been actually, I would say, you know, alongside the Do You campaign, a very rewarding experience that our team is mutually feeling with us. And we've seen results too. I mean, we've seen, you know, one of the brands that entered into Sephora, another one into Ulta, and growing. And still, you know, even after the program ended, we keep in touch with all of them. And it's just been such a joy to see them spread their wings and grow so rapidly. And we chose those businesses because we saw their potential, but also they were very small and ready to absorb everything that we had to share like a sponge. And that's what really excited us and the team, again, to share what we've gone through and some of the challenges that we've experienced in the various departments under Glow Recipe. And I think our leadership team, you know, finds this program actually so motivating, even for themselves, because they see the impact.
And inspiring, and truly inspiring, because a lot of brands out there, companies out there, you know, they stay so insular because they are so worried about the competition and anyone sort of, you know, nipping at their heels. But for you all to do this, to empower other entrepreneurs and female entrepreneurs, you know, that's really a powerful thing. And I think you will inspire others out there to do the same. So huge congratulations to you all on that. And, you know, I want to, before we start to wrap things up, I want to take a moment because when we were talking about product, I overlooked the fact that I want to talk about your most successful selling products. And it is astounding to me that this fact is true, and you have to verify this, but is it true that, every 17 seconds, is that right? A watermelon too. Sells? Talk to me about that. How, it's so mind-boggling, I can't even believe it, but every 17 seconds.
So that is for our Glow recipe, watermelon glow niacinamide dewdrops. And it's the beautiful pink bottle that Sarah is holding.
Love it.
So this was initially inspired by us seeing makeup artists use all kinds of things like oils and Vaseline to create that beautiful glowy editorial look. And we were like, there has to be a better, more skin-friendly way to do this. So after a lot of trial and error, we were able to create this formula that gives you this gorgeous glassy like glow on the skin. But we want it to also be a treatment. So it is first and foremost a serum infused with niacinamide that helps to brighten skin and help with hyperpigmentation over time. But then instantly you're getting that beautiful glow. And then we like to kind of nickname it makeup's BFF, if you will, where it works with every step of your makeup routine. It's a great primer under makeup. You can do a drop of it in your foundation to create this beautiful sheer texture. It could be blended in with your blush. It can even be used on the eyes and is ophthalmologist tested for that purpose. So it just really seamlessly weaves into every step of your routine. And the reason we wanted to do that was this word that keeps, I think, coming up during this conversation, where it was about empowerment, where we're not saying this product is a certain way and you have to use it a certain way. It is a product that is so versatile that our community feels empowered to use it however they like. And I think that drove so much social conversation, in that this person was using it blended in with bronzer and seeing this beautiful glow around the perimeter of her face, versus this other person was using it as a nighttime serum. And that experience and sharing of it really helped spark so much conversation. We also have an incredible influencer community that has been just engaged with the brand since day one. And we've always loved to see this product so that they can also feel empowered to use it in different ways in their own routine. And it was just an organic post that went live a couple of years ago, where Dewdrops was featured alongside toner in a routine. And we actually got a call from some of our partners over the weekend where they were like, what is happening with your sales?
They saw it immediately.
They saw it immediately. And we also couldn't figure it out. So we were all scrambling to go on Instagram and TikTok and trying to figure out, where is this coming from?
Right.
And we realized that two influencers had talked about using toner and dewdrops together for the ultimate glow routine. And this was stitched and conversed about so many times that it just went completely viral. And we're grateful, because virality is not something that can be manufactured. And it's amazing when it happens, but it's also not the most important thing for us, because our goal was to really educate on what this product could do for different people of different skin types. Another fun fact, niacinamide is a great product, a great ingredient for oilier skin types to use, because not only does it give you a glow and help even tone, it actually is great for sebum balance. And so you're giving this glow that can be used by all skin types, including oily. And so we just really focused on the education around the product. And I think over time, Dewdrops became so much more than a sensation. It just really has become a cult favorite product. Now with toner, we're seeing yet another wave of just so much conversation around this product. I've seen it multiple times in the beginning of people's routines, where they start the video with this large pink bottle in the middle of their video frame, and they're just starting with toner. And I love that, because toner is such a hotly contested category. If you think about it in skincare, for a while, we were all saying, do you need a toner? No, toners dry out the skin. And with this product, we're saying, no, no, toner is actually the first leave-on step, because you're doing your proper cleansing. And toner can infuse your skin with this beautiful plethora of ingredients that both help to hydrate and refine your pores. And it comes in this fun, stretchy texture that is from the cactus extract that's in it, but also housed in this beautiful wavy glass bottle. And for us, being able to change the conversation around toner and how that fits into your routine has been so rewarding. And once again, it's really brought us back to the educational approach around how this product can work for different people.
Oh my gosh. I think we need another hour on tutorial of skincare and routine because I have so many questions, but I know our listeners are like, okay, to save that for another time. But we will, because I'd love to have you back on to talk about that because I there's so much to discuss in terms of skincare wardrobe and the customization and everyone's skin is different. So until then, I'm going to urge everyone to go to your social media, as do I, and as will I, spend some more time on these tutorials because I think there's so much to learn from your customers and from your audience and their sharing. So it has been a true pleasure. My last question for you all is, what's your vision for Glow Recipe for the future? You have accomplished so much in the last few years, but where do you go from here?
Well, thank you for saying that. But, you know, I think as founders, we still feel like we're scratching the surface. We truly, genuinely feel that way. You know, we have under 25 products and there's so many other ideas and new innovations in the pipeline that we're so, so excited to introduce to the world. We feel we barely started talking about real skin acceptance, which is such an important topic, especially in the beauty community where, you know, social media is so prevalent in this society and the young girls and young boys are looking at social media, scrolling and comparing themselves with others and feeling insecure. And it is a big problem that we're facing and we're, you know, interacting with a lot of the customers and community members sharing their challenges and once again insecurities. And so we do feel as a brand we have that responsibility to speak up and encourage the rest of the beauty industry to encourage dismantling that traditional beauty norm that's unrealistic and being real, keeping things real so that people are not really having that disconnect of what is feasible versus not. So we have a lot of work that we want to do. And again, lots of ideas that we're brainstorming every single day with our team, our team is incredible. We also are not in, all international markets. So we have a long way to continue to expand and glow globally. Mm-hmm. and, you know, we just launched actually 2 weeks ago in Sephora, France, which was an incredible launch moment. And we didn't realize how much demand there was in the market. So we're excited to roll out, new markets within Europe next year, actually. So stay tuned if you're listening from Europe, but also different parts of the world. So we're just really excited to continue this journey of, innovating with, the fruit forward, clinically efficacious innovations for ultimately glowing skin while being the champion of real skin acceptance.
It's amazing. Glow globally. And watch out because these ladies are ready to take over the globe with their glow. And it has been a true pleasure. I can't wait to have you back on the Safari so we can talk so much more. But for now, I'm really grateful for your time and congratulations on your success to date. Even though you think you've only scratched the surface, you've come a long way and we can't wait to see your journey continue. So thank you both.
Thank you. This was so fun.
It was so fun.
If you want to learn a little bit more about Traub, you can go to traub.io, where you'll learn a lot about everything that we do. If you're enjoying the Safari, please do share it with your friends and colleagues within the industry. And please also don't forget to subscribe and like it. Until next time.